Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Tom Petty bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate and the world, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bill Schley is our guest, our good friend, longtime, almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust, author of The Unstoppables, Tapping Your Entrepreneurial Power, one of my favorite books, The Microscript Rules. That's his book, too. Bill, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website?
The website is it's BillSchley.com. How's that? It's all about me.
S-C-H-L-E-Y. We love that. Yeah, no, we've always known that.
B-I-L-L-S-C-H-L-E-Y.
We know how to spell Bill.
You can find anything.
Bill, we know how to spell Bill. It's always about you, Bill. Hey, we're talking about which comes first, the chicken or the egg. Which comes first, the emotion or the pot or the product, right? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And as we're trying to sell things, small business. Now, here's an area, Bill, that you and I have not talked about.
Yeah.
The small business owners are having to deal with, and this is a first time in history that they've ever had to do this.
Yeah.
In the marketplace, they advertise, and they have call to action, and they try to spend a nickel on Monday and get a dime back on Friday, et cetera, et cetera. We've always done that, but now comes social media. Where they're advertising on social media, too.
Yeah.
But it's a different world. You put your best foot forward a little differently in social media. Some places you can't be as blatant by my stuff as in other places.
You never have to see. The thing is, you never have to be by my stuff. All you have to do is say, see this product? It's like having 10,000 songs in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
When you say what you do is when you give someone the facts of the difference, you say this there's two ways to go here. One is the unmanaged way, one is the managed way. You get to decide. But just show me what the facts of the difference are. The point is for your listeners, small business people who are getting confused or hearing so many different, you know, about social media and all the new world, and they're getting confused and they don't know how am I supposed to market myself and relate to this world? You have to realize nothing has changed in terms of what human beings need. Human beings want you to make them smarter, happier, sexier, healthier, live longer, feel better, the most fundamental human needs. And when you can just say to someone, listen, I'm going to take your headache away, or I'm going to give you a 1.5% mortgage, or I've got a jet that goes 890 miles an hour. When you give them the facts of the difference, then they're interested. That's relevant, and then they'll want to know more. And if you and then eventually they'll want to have a relationship with you if you perform. But it's nothing's different than it ever was, which is people need you to find a way to make my life better. Show me what you're going to do for me. And on social media, if you can say, hey, we've got something called, is this 10,000 songs in your pocket, all the people on Facebook are going to be talking about that, and they're going to be saying that very thing.
Right. Well, this is, you know, these are an example that I've used over the years is a tire store trying to compete with Walmart, right?
Yeah.
Walmart can sell tires cheaper than the local guy can buy them, right?
And so, yep.
So how does he get around it? Well, one of the ways you do that, for just using them as an example, is you have a program where you pick up the car and take it back to them. And you help them decide in advance when to replace the tires based on their mileage. Here's what the ad says.
Yep.
Here's what the ad says. Mm-hmm. New tires and your Saturday back.
There you go. There you go. But that's a clever
but the
way
tires,
to say.
But the tires are in there.
Tires are in there, but the Saturday back is the service.
That's right.
The Saturday back is a service that it's so convenient, it's so great. You
don't have to spend all weekend looking for tires.
Exactly.
We already got you covered.
I'm giving you back your weekend. That's a proposition. That's a very specific proposition. I'm giving you back your weekend. See, here's another thing. For example, people say, oh, Greek yogurt, you know. Greek yogurt, everybody loves Greek yogurt. All I do is put the word Greek in front of yogurt and they'll sell a billion.
But it is an actual process now. We have to
Hang on a second. But here's why Greek yogurt sells when you put Greek in front of it now. It's because Greek yogurt had one of the best propositions I've ever heard. And Greek yogurt said, this yogurt is the superfood that is twice the protein, half the fat of regular yogurt.
Yep.
Okay? It's a superfood.
Mm-hmm.
Twice the protein, half the fat. Now, the reason I know that is because my two teenage daughters ran up to me in the supermarket and said, oh, no, you can't buy that other stuff. You got to buy Greek yogurt. It's twice the protein, half the fat. They were telling me,
right,
elevator pitch.
That's right.
But that difference is that, and they were emotional.
Right.
That gave them emotion because they thought they were going to be able to eat a lot of yogurt and get skinny.
You were going to kill them with your stuff.
but that's, and here's another one. Geico. People say, oh, look at the silly little green lizard running around. And I go, that's sure. Geico can do that because they spent 20 years saying what, Jim?
Right.
Every one of your listeners knows what Geico does.
Mm-hmm.
20 years. What do they say? 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
What?
15 minutes or less.
Does it 15 minutes give you 15%?
Right.
They spent 20 years. They didn't send that little lizard around for 20 years. They'd be out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Now they can have that fun because they've made the brand so powerful and they've literally got the facts of the difference in everybody's brain. Now you can have some fun with the personality stuff. But they didn't start with little green lizard. And if you've got a small business, you don't want to start with little green lizard either.
Hey, Bill, I need you. BillSchley.com, right? S-C-H-L-E-Y. The Unstoppables. That's just one of his books. You can find all of them at his website. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Sure.
Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.